I saw your shoulder swell and pitch, a light your fingers curving turn to summon me above that ditch where I laid down. Yet as I came, you turned about and waved to someone out of sight, someone you could not do without that very night. And who is she for? I only saw mellifluous berries fall from vines, long apple blooms depressed about clustering wines, dripping their liquor as they hung in spray and tendril curling hair. You flickered your inviting tongue, and no one there, no one but air, guarding the hue poet above his pedestal, lyre in the marble, song in stone, the trees, the wall. Unless there was, before I rose, one of the hollow things who walk the world in anguish, wearing clothes just before dark. And you were calling out to her, or him, whatever, bodiless presences, hollow spirits bare beneath their dress. Whether I knew or did not know, under the misery of my skin, what pale plunderer looted you outside and in? I leaped above that ditch of earth and bodily clung my arms around your poison knees and brought us both back to the ground. Where we belong, if anywhere, to hide in our own hollow dust. Whatever I gave no bare pain of a ghost. I offered worshiping that sweet cluster of liquors caught in globes. I burst the riches until they wet your tasseled robes. And yet I stole from you no more than fireflies gain of the soft moon. You turned to me long, long before the ghost was gone. If ghost it was, or melon rind, stag skeleton hung to dry, love or song or holy wind sighing your sigh.